We are talking to Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard as the 2016 session approaches and your first full session as Senate President Pro Tem. First off, how's the new job going?
Well, we had a few loose ends to finish up. We had some staff we needed to hire. Other than that, the committees, you know, are already been appointed. So all we're doing is getting ready now is to take legislation and send them to committee. So, I mean, it's all right. It's not quite as cumbersome it was if I was starting the job brand new. I know a little bit about the jobs, having been here and served as majority leader with Tom. So it's going fine, and we're looking forward to January.
And, of course, you used to be House Speaker. We covered some of that when you were elected President Pro Tem back in September. But from your past experience as House Speaker when you're working with Senator Shields, is that mapped out what type of relationship or how you approach your relationship with House Speaker Todd Richardson?
Well, when Charlie and Mike Gibbons were over here in the Senate, I had a good relationship with them anyway. I think the fact that I've been in the Speaker's shoes, I understand what's going on in this office. There's a lot of outside forces that would like to split the two sides of the building, having them work against each other. And I think I can wander through that space and try to keep as best I can this side from going haywire and attacking the other side of the building, I mean, having been there. And Todd and I are good friends, and I knew his dad, so there is a relationship. I don't expect there's going to be a real problem with the two sides of the building getting along and trying to push towards our same Republican-conservative agenda.
The outside forces, I'm guessing, armed with large bank accounts?
Well, I'll let you decide that.
Okay. As you've been a speaker before and things move faster in the House, there's been speculation by political observers, some of my colleagues, that maybe the Senate will move faster with you in charge than it has in years past. Will it?
That assumption is not correct. There's a lot of political pundits who would like to put words in my mouth and have me do things that they think that I may or may not do. And my suggestion to them is just wait and see and hold her wagging tongues till they actually see some action. You know, when I was majority leader, that accusation was sent to me too, that I'd be doing this or that, moving faster like the House, and you were there on the table, and that didn't happen. Frankly, I gave more time to debate than on issues that needed debate than a lot of majority leaders before, and I understand the different sides of the rules. I mean, the House is designed to move quickly. With 163, this end is designed to move a little slower and make sure the legislation that is passed quickly is not in some kind of a mistake, and it's our duty to make sure we debate. And I understand that, and I'll continue to do that. But I would caution those outside forces to not speculate on my intentions.
How's your working relationship with Senator Kevany and the other Senate Democrats?
Yeah, Joe and I get along really well. Matter of fact, I instituted a meeting every week with Joe when I was majority leader and he was minority leader, going through issues. And, you know, there's no secrets in the buildings. He might as well be straight with somebody. So Joe and I was pretty level-headed. And as far as I know, I've always had pretty good relationships. I've had breakfast with Scott Sifton just recently, and he and I have a vision of some things we agree and some things we don't. But, you know, like I said, there's no secrets in this building, so you might as well be up front.
The PQ that happened last May kind of slowed things down a whole lot as the Democrats decided to just, you know, gum up the works in the final days. Has that conflict been resolved? Can we expect to see a better working relationship?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the previous question is a rarely used motion. But keep in mind the filibuster is supposed to be rarely used. And the fact that the filibuster here is used all the time on a lot of different issues. The previous question is used to balance out the filibuster. My thought is that at some point in time, we have to get to a vote, particularly on issues that's important to my party. And I will always keep that arrow in my quiver to use if I need to, but am I going to cave in to a six or eight members that don't agree on anything I want to do? I'm not going to do that. Now, I'm willing to work all day and all night and maybe longer than that if I have to. But at some point in time, you have to get to a vote. Now, I also understand there's some issues that are absolutely abhorrent to the Democratic Party, as they are some issues abhorrent to the Republican Party, and I think we'll work through those. But as far as what's happened in the past, my suggestion to the pundits, too, is watch me and don't speculate what I do. No one understands. Maybe it's because I'm getting old. The traditions of the House and the Senate more than I do. I mean, I have enormous respect for the building, the institution, the people that have served in here, regardless of what party. I mean, I'm an advocate of restoration, rebuilding the inside and outside of this and leave this place a little bit better. So I'm not about to do anything that's going to destroy the integrity and what this institution has been.
Is there any misperceptions or misconceptions about Ron Richard, your work experience that may be out there? Anything that people would be surprised to know about you?
Well, some think I'm a grumpy old man, that people are somewhat scared to approach me. But, I don't know if that's true or not. It's just I'm pretty serious about what I'm doing. I mean, it's with term limits, you're here for a short time, then after you leave, people forget who you are and what you've done. So I'm not as unapproachable as many would say, and I'm not as grumpy. It's just, I'm a little frustrated sometimes with the hallways, and that's the lobbyists and the bureaucrats. I mean, if they let us do our job, we'd be a lot better off. So I am short-tempered when it comes to getting the job done, but I understand fair and open debate. I hope that answers your question. I'm a little older than most in this building. I mean, I'll be, 68? So, I've been around this building on and off, viewing all the way back to Dick Webster and other speakers of the House and members of the Senate as far back as the late 80s. So I do have a little bit of sense about the tradition again and the way this place is supposed to operate. And with social media, this whole thing has changed. This billboard, social media billboard, I mean, we've got so many members that are glued to their phones and the perception of what people are saying about them rather than just do their business and job. I mean, I'm walking down the hallway and I get a few people run into me because they're too busy looking on their cell phones about what's going on, not paying attention. And I'll be the first to tell you that I'll chastise them, pay attention to what you're doing. But my caution would be it's a different time and be careful what you do. So I'm ever watchful and remind members that, you have to pay attention. And I try to be a model of that. I mean, I expect my staff to be the model of every staff in the state of Missouri. Around the country. I mean, we're doing our website again over for the Senate. I want it to be first rate. Of course, I don't drink anymore since I was elected. I mean, I had my share before, so I'm pretty much caught up. And I just want to make sure that I am approachable, but I'm here to do business, so you don't want to horse around and go somewhere else.
Anything else you want to throw in?
No, I'm looking forward to my final 3 years. I'm hoping that I'll be elected again a year from January. My final 2 years as pro tem and try to make this place just a little bit better. I look forward to working with the new speaker again. He's a good guy, good kid. I think he'll do fine. And I invite the press to come by more often. I mean, sometimes maybe I scare you guys. And you shouldn't be that way. I mean, I give you an answer. If you ask a question, I give you a straight answer. So don't be afraid.
I won't.
Well, some are.